very hard on the man,
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Elon Musk's team now has access to the Treasury Department's payment system, essentially the government's checkbook, which processes trillions of dollars in payments and includes personal information for hundreds of millions of Americans. The access was granted over the weekend over the objection of at least one senior Treasury Department official who has been put on leave. Neither the White House nor Treasury Department has responded to our request for comment. But after midnight last night, billionaire Elon Musk talked about his efforts to shake up the government on his social media platform, X.
There's already been really tremendous progress. A rough estimate is that there's at least a few billion dollars a day of savings.
One of Musk's top targets, USAID, the federal government's foreign aid agency.
As we dug into USAID, it became apparent that what we have here is not an apple with a worm in it, but we have actually just a bowl of worms.
On Friday night, a Doge team showed up at the USAID offices in Washington and demanded access, sources familiar with the incident tell ABC News. After a standoff, security guards ultimately let them in. Now more than 100 USAID staffers have been placed on leave. Many more have been locked out of internal systems, and the organization's Trump-appointed chief of staff has resigned. USAID's $43 billion budget is a tiny fraction of federal spending, about 1%. But its support is a critical lifeline for people in need around the world, all while spreading American goodwill. Combating malaria, for example, an effort estimated to have saved nearly 12 million lives.
Oh.
And in partnership with the U.S. military, USAID officials have often been first to arrive with disaster relief, providing food, water, shelter, and health care to allies and partners.
Oh, yeah. Well, next time there's some sort of a tsunami or a volcano erupts or an earthquake or a hurricane or some sort of a tornado act, whatever it is, China will show up now. China will show up. And, of course, that helps us win hearts and minds around the world, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. This is really twisted. I have to say, this is really a hostile takeover. I don't know. You could call it a coup if you want to, if you're okay with that. If that doesn't make you like very anxious, then I would call it a coup because pretty much that's what it is. So here's what we have. Okay, we got airplanes falling out of the sky for no apparent reason. Two of them now, right? Two, yeah. We have economic warfare being waged against our allies. He's trying to tell you that we're going to enter into a trade war with our allies, Okay. Yeah. Are you buying that? Is anybody like believing that that's going to be a thing? I think a lot of people do think it's going to be a thing. I don't think it's going to be a thing. I personally think, and I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I personally think that this is all performance art, that this is all Donald Trump doing what Donald Trump does. What does Donald Trump do? Donald Trump creates craziness. He creates chaos. He creates crises. And then he pretends to fix the things that he broke or insinuated that he was breaking. And then everybody cheers him because he fixed it. But it wasn't, it wasn't broken. This is what he does. And it's all meant to distract from the actual grand theft robbery that's occurring inside of our very own government. He wants you to look at Mexico and he wants you to look at Canada. Why? Why would we look at Mexico and Canada? Why would we do that? Right. We wouldn't. Because we don't have one single car sitting on one single lot in any state in the United States that didn't come across the border multiple times for various things, whether it was an electrical harness that was put in Mexico or it was, the windshield that was put in Detroit that then went to Canada to get, the blinking lights, the signals, whatever. These cars come back and forth and back and forth. All the parts are back and forth. We are the most completely united, continent, North America. Yeah, I think we got this down, and I think trade is a good thing. I know that it must be true because Donald Trump passed the USMCA. Remember that? The United States, Mexico, Canadian mess authority. I don't know. It was his deal. He did it. So are you telling me he's undoing his deal because his deal was a clunker? It was a clunker. It was a bad deal. It was a terrible deal. It was the worst deal. It was we're being taken advantage of by these countries that he made the deal with last time. So you have to know this is bull crap. And you have to know that the check, just feel a little confident here. The check on what's going on with the threats for trade tariffs on Mexico and Canada. I could hardly even, because it's so bogus. But okay, but the threats that are being made against, this actually makes the market, what? Yes, Wall Street, makes Wall Street crazy. And so this morning, you could see overnight futures, you could see them tanking in preparation for the markets opening today on this bright, sunny Monday morning. And then this morning, you could see the stocks tank 700 points. 700 points. And the second that, Claudia Sheinbaum, the president of Mexico, was on the phone with Donald Trump, and she's like, I don't know what they actually said to each other, but, you know, she's probably like, what do you need from me? And he's like, I need the fentanyl to stop. And she's like, well, you really ought to talk to your American counterpart, you know, your American citizens, because they're the ones that drive it over the border. They're the ones that take it. You know, it's U.S. citizens that are doing the smuggling. But she probably didn't even go there. She probably said, sure, fine. What do you need? 10,000 troops at the border? I'll do it. Now, why? Because they did it before. This is the same exact thing that happened in 2017. It's the same exact thing that happened in 2019. Did it work? Did it work? No. Why didn't it work? Because Americans are the people that bring the fentanyl. Now, the same ridiculous thing is being said about Canada, but when you actually do the deep dive into the fentanyl smuggling that goes on over the northern border, total, and it's, you know, you don't want to see any, but 43 pounds. It was like almost 10,000 pounds from Mexico that was carried by, I'm guessing, our truck drivers, you know, people who have big rigs that, get paid on the side to smuggle in this, fentanyl crap, right? Well, Canada had 43 pounds total as opposed to almost 10,000 pounds. Can you see how that's not a thing? Can you see how that's not worth what he's threatening to do to our economy? Okay, can you sense it? Even if you don't know it, even if you don't believe me that it's 43 pounds as opposed to thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of pounds, okay? And immigration, okay, let's delve into the horror that is Canadian illegal immigration into this country. It accounts for 5%. Meaning 95% does not come from Canada, okay? Just saying. This is all performance art. The markets will come down around his head, okay? The idea that he's going to tank the economy of the world with tariffs is bogus. It's crazy. He just likes having something to make his maggots think he's doing something for them or something for the border or something for immigration or something for fentanyl. He's doing nothing. This is nothing. Meanwhile, Elon Musk, listen, they're on the phone right now. Trudeau is on the phone right now with Donald Trump. When they get off the phone, expect an announcement going, okay, there'll be a pause in the Canadian tariffs, just like there was in the pause in Mexican tariffs.